The 43-year-old Victor Bout arrived at the Thai court under heavy armed escort in a separate van and wearing a bulletproof jacket over his prisoner uniform. The court ruled a second set of charges of money laundering and wire fraud that were brought by Washington should be heard, overruling an appeal by the public prosecutor for the charges to be dropped. The additional charges were filed after a Bangkok criminal court in August 2009 rejected an initial U.S. extradition request. The United States had filed an appeal and the new charges against Bout to ensure his continued detention and eventual extradition, a move that is now stalling the process. Bout, a former Soviet Air Force officer known as an arms trader through the 1990s, was arrested in March 2008 in a sting operation at a Bangkok luxury hotel. U.S. agents had posed as arms buyers for the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. Bout has denied the charges of involvement in illicit arms trading to areas such as Africa, South America, and the Middle East. Reports say Washington moved to arrest Bout after allegations arose of him supplying weapons to the Taliban. Earlier, Prime Minister Pisit Wechichawa said he would have the final say over the issue of Bout's extradition. Government spokesman Panattan Wattaniagorn said the administration would await a final court verdict.
Well, if this is the case, then the matter is in the court now. The government will not make any decision until the decision is final from the court. So that's our position.
In a letter distributed by his wife to reporters, Bout claimed his innocence, saying he had never sold weapons to anybody. His wife, Ala Bout, in a separate letter, also appealed to Prime Minister Pisit to block the extradition. She had accused U.S. Special Forces of violations during the arrest of her husband. Moscow has protested Bout's arrest as being politically motivated and had called for him to be sent back to Russia. But analysts say Bout also has knowledge of Russia's military and intelligence operations, and these are the key reasons why Moscow does not want Bout sent to the United States. The hearing and the additional charges means Bout must remain in Thailand until a final verdict. Legal sources say Bout had hoped the charges would come to court to further delay the moves to extradite him. Any extension beyond 3 months and the order will expire, requiring the process to begin again. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.